When biochemist Michael Cox hears about people bringing what he calls pseudoscience into the K-12 classrooms, he worries about an atmosphere less conducive to research, research that leads to startup companies and new jobs. Cox says he also worries about today's students.
If you are confusing students about what science is and what constitutes science in grade school and high school, those students are less likely to become scientists, and if they choose to become scientists, they're going to have a great deal of difficulty with science college programs.
Cox is a professor at the UW-Madison. He and up to two dozen of his scientific colleagues from the university are scheduled today to announce their support for a bill that would clarify what could be taught in science class. The measure would require science material to be testable as a scientific hypothesis and be consistent with definitions of science developed by the National Academy of Sciences. Madison Democratic Representative Therese Berceau says her bill would not ban discussions of intelligent design, which some label as an unscientific view of creationism.
So, for instance, you could use it in a science class to show how it is not testable and consequently is not a science. Or you could teach it in a history of religion class or philosophy class.
But a Baptist minister from Oshkosh, Tino Gropey, says Berceau's bill is practically an attempt to censor creationism.
The kids wouldn't be getting a full education. They'd be getting one side of the story. And that's never a good thing if you're trying to educate somebody instead of indoctrinate them.
Gropey says he supports what the school district in Grantsburg does. After some months of debate, school officials in the northwest Wisconsin city now say they merely ask teachers to teach evolution critically, including the study of origins. But Representative Berceau says her bill is needed to counter what she calls the continued war on science. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.